This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. We just heard about some of the worst films of 2013. Now to a story from an unabashed fan of B-movies, Dana Gould. In addition to being a stand-up comedian and television actor, Gould was also a longtime writer and producer on The Simpsons, where his love of B-films and science fiction often crept into his writing. Here he shares a story from his podcast, The Dana Gould Hour, about a science fiction film from 1971 that broke ground, not for special effects, but for featuring one of the first interracial kisses in celluloid history.
If you're talking about surviving the apocalypse, or any situation that is, shall we say, apocalypse adjacent, then you've got to talk about the Omega Man. The 1971 Charlton Heston Last Man on Earth sci-fi classic. Based on a novel by the great Richard Matheson called I Am Legend. Sound familiar? It was written in 1954 and tells the story of a plague of vampirism that wipes out all of humanity except for poor Robert Neville, who has to deal. I Am Legend is an excellent book. Such a great fun read. Actually, Stephen King cites it as a major influence, and really easy to see why. Highly recommend. From the Gould book bag to you, I Am Legend. Before it was made into the Omega Man, it was made into the 1964 Vincent Price schlocker The Last Man on Earth, which Richard Matheson actually wrote, but he didn't like the way it came out, so he changed his name in the credits to Logan Swanson, which I think sounds vaguely porny. Maybe that's just me. I really like The Last Man on Earth. It looks a lot like Night of the Living Dead, but it predated that film by 4 years. The only problem with the film is that Vincent Price is the hero. He's the regular Joe that you're supposed to relate to, and that never quite comes off.
December 1965. Is that all it has been since I inherited the world? Only 3 years. It seems like 100 million.
Eventually, he meets a woman, but it turns out she is not all that she seems. Ain't that always the way? There's one really good part of the film at the very end where Vincent Price, facing down his army of attackers, gets off one great Vincent Price line.
You freaks! All of you. All of you freaks! I'm a man. The last man.
The film did not do a ton of business. In fact, when The Omega Man went into pre-production, only 7 years later, the producers had never even heard of it. But I guess the guy who owned the rights informed them. I guess they struck a deal. In Charlton Heston's book, The Actor's Life, which are his printed journals, his quote is, "Screen The Last Man on Earth today at Warner's. Nothing against Vinny, but it's not that much." My favorite scene in The Omega Man is right at the very beginning when Heston, standing alone in a big intersection in downtown Los Angeles, imagines that all the payphones start ringing.
There is no phone ringing, damn it!
There is no phone.
Nice and creepy. The vampires from I Am Legend have now become a band of technology-hating albino pyromaniacs, thus dispensing with the crosses and stakes and allowing Charlton to handle things in a more Hestonian manner. Something else is very different in The Omega Man from the other movie and from the book. The early 1970s was the heyday of blaxploitation cinema.
Up yours! Get out of the way!
Shaft's his name. Shaft's his game.
When Foxy Brown comes to town, all the brothers gather round. 'Cause she can really shake 'em down.
Foxy lady, Foxy lady.
And the producers of The Omega Man thought, wow, those blaxploitation films are making a lot of money. I'd like to make some of that money, too. And so, The Omega Man became the first post-apocalyptic blaxploitation kinda zombie movie.
And yet the whole family can't bring him down out of that
hunky paradise, brother.
Forget the old ways, brother. All your hatreds, all your pains. Forget. And remember, the family is one.
And then there's Rosalind Cash, the female lead in the film. Off-screen, supposedly, she was somewhat intimidated by acting against Charlton Heston, who was, after all, Moses. But on-screen, she has no trouble at all.
Don't turn, just stand. When I want you to turn, I'll turn you on or off, up or around. I'll turn you. Now, cool it.
My name's Robert.
Your name's Mud.
But they became friends.
You're sweet. It's okay, Tommy. This is the man, and I mean the man. But he's cool. It's okay.
Friends who kiss on the lips.
Now, what you thinking?
Well, you know the old song? If you were the only girl in the world and I were the only boy, okay. But till then, don't bother me. I guess I'm the only boy. You know, it's been a long, long time. I'm not sure I remember how this goes.
The Omega Man has one of the first interracial love scenes in a major motion picture. And it happened because Charlton Heston, right-wing, arch-conservative Charlton Heston, made it happen. I have to say, from a first-hand perspective, I did Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect, the show that he had on ABC before the HBO series. I did it with Charlton Heston back in the late 1990s. And I have to tell you, although we disagreed on just about everything, he could not have been a nicer guy. After the show, I told him how much I loved Planet of the Apes, and I'll never forget it. I said, you know, this might sound dorky, but when I was a kid, Planet of the Apes meant as much to me as baseball means to most kids. And I'll never forget it. He put both hands on my shoulders, and he said, this might be dorky too, but I'd be happy to send you a photo from the film if you'd like. And I wrote down my address, and I handed it to him, and he put it in his pocket, and 4 days later, showed up in the mail. And it is framed on my wall to this day, and I still have the envelope. That is not the end of the Omega Man story. It was remade again in 2007 with Will Smith under the original title, I Am Legend. And I am willing to bet that the entire budget of the Omega Man probably came close to the latte budget on I Am Legend. But the Omega Man is the one that I love. One last little tidbit, and this is a spoiler alert if you've never seen the film. The fountain at the very end of the movie, into which Charlton Heston bleeds to death, is the very same fountain at the beginning of Friends, both shot on the Warner Brothers ranch in beautiful downtown Burbank.
Dana Gould, host of the podcast The Dana Gould Hour. You can find a link to his story on our website, wordofmouthradio.org. Well, however you choose to do it, enjoy your Oscar or anti-Oscar weekend. Happy to have you with us today. And if you do like what you heard, there is much more at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us. You can send us your feedback and share your ideas for the program on Facebook and on Twitter. After all, the most fascinating stories tend to travel by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Join us for more Saturday at noon and Monday at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio. In the rain.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
Zach Nugent,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its board of trustees,
or its underwriters.
To subscribe to our podcast and listen to past shows,
go to wordofmouthradio.org.
You can also join us on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
And check out a playlist of music from the program on Spotify.
Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.